Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let's hear what you say. Pastor Masango has sent another one. Says, even God Almighty, he does get angry with stubbornness of the sinful nature of man. The Bible also states that Jesus Christ was angry at his disciples when they prevented young children to come to him. Jesus Christ was angry when he found that they were business and monetary exchange in the temple. He turned the table upside down. Washaya ngikalvasi. Okay. What does it mean to you as a human being, as a person? What does anger mean to you? Were you able to actually get around it and be able to take stock of it and say, okay, now I realize that my anger is this and this and this and this? Send me your WhatsApp. I need to hear from you. What has been your experience of your own anger as the child of the Most High?
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me bring this to you, Sipo. When I speak about our own anger, personal anger, it in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. In other words, therefore, if you really look into this, and please do a deductive approach, when you look into this verse, deduce some senses out of it. It says, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger.
Yeah, that's true.
In other words, if one is hasteful towards anger, this person, such a person lacks discretion. And then it also says, a discretion of a man makes him slow to, and his glory is to overlook a transaction, which means when you are angry, you can't even look over a transaction. Therefore, you won't win over that transaction, because you can only win over that transaction and experience glory over that transaction if you are able to control your spirit. Sipo.
That's very true, Mfundisi. It's 100% correct. And it is true that through one's understanding, interpreting God's word thoroughly through the Holy Spirit leadership, definitely you won't end up doing mess things that you also by regretful nazo. And once upon my life, I've learned this, and not in the hardest way, because growing up not having a father, it's a lot of painful situation. So sometimes children who are in the same situation that I grew up with, they are becoming angry of the absent father or absence of their parent in their life, and they hate everything that is to do with parenting. Mm. And it's so painful for this Guti. I should have that anger, Guti. I don't want to call any somebody Baba or any Baba. Why? Because I've got a painful experience. So it is true understanding of the scripture, Guti. It cannot change who I am. So, it's very true from this. If somebody could study the repercussion and the result of holding into that anger, over my dead body, you can't say it. You must calculate. You cannot squeeze and steal your joy through somebody's action and behavior that you are not under control. No. If somebody decided to hurt you or to divorce you or to reject you, it's up to them. But you choose to respond in that instant, incident more with positivity of this life. That is why mlaleli ukuthi ubani uphathe kabi ucoshise emsebenzini wangakukhulisa, release that anger. Calculate the result and the repercussion, because you are the one who's gonna suffer. La khona ubaba ngumazi noma uyaphila mhlawumbe uyiphuzela amahewu noma umdoko uyikhululeke umuntu inkosi. Please, man, I won't forgive over my dead body. I'm hurting myself. That is why it's truly vessel fundile fundis. And the Proverbs 29 verse 11, nuti, a fool give full vent to his anger, but a wise man keep himself under control. You see, if you are wise enough, you put your anger under control. Akumelanga mfundisi abantu bangazi ukuthi ngikwatisa yini, ngoba bazongikwatisa njalo. Afuna ubonakala manje, lento ekhulu enganapha aba sengiyakhala. I must put my anger under control.
Yeah.
And there are two also incidents funded personally as this show today, ngathi iyangisiza kakhulu to testify. Lowo ngaka ngingaregister emsebenzini lokucala ngamsebenza kuwo, ngangivolunteer. Then the post came in and they said to me, go Sipho, you must amakopi and certify your documents. When I went there with all the joy that I had, no, I was volunteering like umsebenzi more than 3 years or 2 years, definitely I'm in the first line. So when I take those documents, yeah, mfundisi ngakhohlwa kwa certifier. The langa benza ama shortlisting. The whole people were built up, but you've disappointed us. But why? We set aside all those uncertified documents. I was angry to myself with how stupid I am.
Yes.
So sometimes you are angry to yourself. Muscles beggar. Njenga namhlanje besilapha erenkini sikhuluma nama street kids nala bafana babhemi nyawo.
I saw you
could hear that, but they are angry to themselves with how I was so stupid to decide this, because use bona ma repercussion angazanga wa calculate. And they said that one example from this to the job nguyo manje mind unkosikazi waye kwi marking center. I wrote now apply la con. Then they wrote an email to me. Yasina singabantu abamnyama ma email into sikajwayela. So they respond to my email. I born after 3 days with SS. I was supposed to be there with the session la con after 3 days. And I was angry to God now. With God, I used to be called into that mind and preach the gospel. And the phone, one people, they will come and collect me, Yoshumai and Pin and Muir. But how come, mind me, na, sekufanele ngithole umsebenzi, wena God, you don't make means for people to find me. Why? I was angry to God. I was like, ngithandaze for the whole 2 weeks or week, what? I was like, angry to God. Well, how is possible? Even me, I have to do your job, I'm there. But when it's time whereby I have to respond, no man, you totally respond. Simple, SMS, no, you don't phone, and it's just bala my email. Then I was angry. But the Holy Spirit came to me and said, no, Sipho, you cannot be angry to God. God does not do anything to harm you. God has got good plans concerning your life. That's why I realized I don't have a need to be angry with God. That is why, no, umshado wakho waphuthuka, walahlekelwa zingane, waluza umsebenzi, you do not need to have anger towards God. Unkulunkulu akazenzi izinto ezimbi. Noma washonelwa umntwana, it's not God, it's the devil.
So, I hear you. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. I am keen to hear from you. And, of course, we are touching base on this. The issue here is actually anger. How do we deal with anger? How do we deal with anger? Personal anger. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there. I need to hear from you as to what you say. And I'm keen to hear from you. I want to hear about the anger of people. I know about the wrath of the Father. I know. I want to hear about the anger of people. Let's not confuse these two. I want to hear about the anger of people, your own personal experience.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Babongane.
Umuqoshi Thuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele ke nabafethu abayizambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio, ngibingelele ke nomndeni wonke we-Radio Pulpit egameni lenkosi yamakhosi uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Isihloko esithi anger, intukuthelo noma ukukwata. Anger means agitated, boiling. Wrath is intense anger. God has righteous anger directed towards ungodly people or activities. Psalms chapter 7 verse 11 says, God is a just judge and God is angry with the wicked every day. Numbers 25 verse 3 says, so Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. Numbers 32 verse 13 says, so the Lord's anger was aroused against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all generation that has done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone. Jesus is angry over sin and is attempting to correct a wrong to right. Matthew chapter 21 verse 12 to 13 says, then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and seats of those who sold doves. 13, and he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Lana ke hayi kungcono ke waphendula amatafula ke nezitulo encwadini kaJohane chapter 2 verse 13 to 18 wathela nenkalvasi. Anger is an emotion that boils up when we think something is not right. It is a natural emotion God gave to us. It can be useful and damaging. The dangerous and destructive effect of human anger is stress. Galatians chapter 5 verse 20, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies. Anger typically entails a desire to damage or destroy the other person. James chapter 4 verse 1 to 2 says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. People in the Bible who fail to control anger. Moses is described as the meekest man in all the earth. We find that in Numbers chapter 12 verse 3. Moses killed the Egyptian in anger when he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. We find that in Exodus chapter 2 verse 11 to 12. Moses prayed for God to kill his entire congregation out of anger. Moses' anger led him to strike a rock instead of speaking to it, resulting in God forbidding him from entering the promised land. We find that in Numbers chapter 20, verse 10 to 12. He disobeyed God because he was filled with frustration, exhaustion, and full of irritation. Jonah got angry at God for sparing the citizens of Nineveh. He got so angry that he asked God to kill him. We find that in Jonah chapter 3 verse 10, chapter 4 verse 1 to 4, Nehemiah 4 verse 1 to and 7. I will only read verse 1. But it so happened, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. Today, we are even still battling to control our anger. The only way we can be angry and not sin is keep our heart and our mind clean of the junk, clear grudges, hurt feelings, worry, disappointments, anxiety, and discontentment. We can clear the junk through prayer, meditation, and having daily fellowship with God and shedding stress. Psalm 51 verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. How to manage anger? 1. Be aware of feelings of anger and take steps to address them before they escalate into destructive behavior. 2. Practice reconciliation. We find that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. 3. Control your spirit. We find that in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. 4. Be slow to anger. We find that in James chapter 1, verse 19. 5. Pray for inner peace and self-control, as these qualities are fruits of the Holy Spirit. Consequences of anger. Uncontrollable anger can cause irreparable harm, sow discord, and separate the people from each other and from God. I thank you. God bless you. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Mabongane. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. And let's hear, what is anger even all about? Have you ever been angry? What do you do when you're angry?
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, let's hear what you say. What is anger? What is it even all about? And when we talk about it, what comes to mind? The very aspect of anger, you know, what comes to mind when we talk about it? Mfundisi Mota, let me come to you, Malak. Now, when we speak of anger, and I'm looking at Proverbs 22:24, it says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go. So people who are angry basically are people that should be avoided at all costs. They should be avoided because there's nothing good that comes from them. If you associate with them, you are going to associate with pain. If you walk along them, you are going to walk along pain. What say you, sir?
Mfundisi, that's very much true, because you will be influenced by them. And for that matter, you might even find yourself endangering your life, because people who are full of anger, they make enemies everywhere. And for you associating yourself with them, you might even find yourself being in a situation where people are fighting the person, or they want to revenge against the person, and then you find yourself there. But as we are the children of God, you know, we should not only distance ourselves from them, but we need to pray for these people so that the Father can help them to be able to control their anger, to be able to get their temper under control. So that they don't make enemies wherever they go, but they make friends wherever they go. because with anger, there's always a price to pay, my brother. There's a price to pay. That's why the word of God in Proverbs chapter 19, verse number 19, it says, a man of great anger will pay a penalty. For if you rescue him, you must... do it again and again. Meaning, if we are unable to control our anger, we will always get into trouble again and again. The Bible says that if you save or if you rescue that person, you will rescue him today, but tomorrow he will be doing the very same thing. So it is important that as children of God, we should love them, yes, minister to them, yes, and try to find help for the for that particular person so that he can be able to be helped. Because a man of hot temper will always pay price, and anger leads into that anger leads into negative outcome, my brother. There are people who end up doing wrong things because of anger, and you cannot blame that. You know, the other penalty that one can pay, it is also in your face, because there are people, maybe they are not violent when they are angry, Putin, but because in their bosom there is so much anger that it will even affect their life. There's a lot of illnesses or diseases. Hypertension is one of them, that it is of a result of anger. High blood pressure is one of them. It is confirmed that high blood pressure, you know, some people, because of the boiling anger that they keep within them. So it is important for a person, for each and every person, to be able to recognize whatever that triggers their anger, so that they can be able to deal with it. Because when you know what gets you angry so easily, you will be in a better position to deal with that. So the book of Proverbs chapter 19, it encourages us that we should be aware of the consequences that comes with great anger, because there's a price to pay. There's a penalty that you should pay. That's why the word of God, it says that we should not be provoked easily. You know, anger, it is that kind of a force that needs to be controlled. Imagine a force that cannot be controlled. There's going to be a destruction. There's going to be disaster. So it is important, my brother, that as a man, as a child of God, we should not allow. The word of God in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 9 says, do not be quickly provoked in your spirit to anger, for anger rests in the bosom of the fool. So we should not be short-tempered as people. We should not get so angry so easily, and we should not allow the outside circumstances to provoke us into anger, because that will lead us into us paying a price. And it is important that whenever anger comes, and then we deal with it, we dispose of it in our daily life, so we shall be able to remain healthy, to remain peaceful, and we'll have a peace of mind. Thank you, Putin.
Much, I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729, and of course, let's hear what you say about the notion of anger. Send us a WhatsApp there, or you can also call us 012-334-1322. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. What is anger even all about? And these days, when we speak about anger, what comes to mind? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Oh, a very beautiful song, I should say. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. And we are talking about anger. What is anger to you? What have you come to realize to be anger, and what's the price of your own personal anger? And I'm not trying to warn you away from it. I'm trying to show you the scripture with regards to it, as to what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about anger. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of it. 0826572729. Talk to us there. Let me feel you.
Bringing you closer to Christ. 657 AM.
Mr. Felix.
Hello, Mre. Hello, Mre. Hello, Ndate Moruti.
Tata.
Ke re dumile sababu se bonka bafundisi ba ka nkulunkulu ndi ane bulisa nge kamal ka Christ ba tuma mudimu.
Thank you.
Ke re dumile sa kalibi sa lomara na Jesu Christ.
Thank you.
Wa bethelela yimngamlizwini. Enga uyi control ngomthandazo.
Yeah.
Number 1. Kitapelo.
Yeah.
Ubani enga ikiswa ke o sa khone ho ikokobisa. Enga ikiswa ke o sa khone ho kopa tswarelo.
Mm.
Andi tibazala. Enga ikiswa ke o sa kope tswarelo. Le bona nqa nga kwa zwi tsela ixolo. Angeke kungakwati. Utadula o kwata because ha o khone ho kopa tswarelo. But then how ka kena mo thapelo? Mo fika mo le mo Jesu a ri. Iri.
Mm.
O ri tswarele. Jolo kari ba itshwarela.
Yeah.
Ufike net klondawo. Nebo fike klondawo.
Mm.
Usixolele njengoba sibaxolela abasonayo uthini. Enga uta khona ka thapelo.
Yeah.
I1 izinto unga khona enga ka yone. Umme ontate ongwana thapelo umthandazo. Umthandazo omre umthandazo. Kyona ka khona enga. Ndangi bontate. Ndiyabonga.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. We're talking about anger. What does it do? And of course, much of the times, we don't seem to be getting it quite right because asibone ukuthi kwenzakalani kithi. All right, here's another one. This is from Royal Gifts. Royal Gifts. We'll read this after this.
Find your faith on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
Royal Gifts says, good evening, Bafundis. I've always known that not being able to control my anger leads to sin. But I always used to justify it. Ngithi ngigcina ngiba njalo yingoba bangiphushele khona. Ngigcina ngiba njalo ngoba kula bangiphushele khona. Till the day I learned that God will judge whoever has hurt me on purpose and that God will judge me for how I react when I'm wronged. Where we don't get to get away with bad behavior because we have been wronged. I think that's what should be taught. That will always make you think before you speak or act. That is Royal Gifts there. Royal Gifts. I really, really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. Let's hear from you. Mfundisi wami.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti thokotisako. Manje intfukuthelo mfundisi. Le kumuntu. Manje intfukuthelo encwadi nika Mateyu 5 verse 48. Ithi ibane ngalaba phelela bapheleleyo. Ibane ngalaba phelele njengose sezulu nephelele.
Yeah.
Enga mfundisi noma yena intukuthele noma izondo iza kumuntu ngenxa yokuthi angapheleliswanga. Izulu likaNkulunkulu lingamphelelisanga mfundisi. Kungako eba nalezo zinto lezo mfundisi. Sizimbangela izinto eziningi, zimbangela amadimoni amaningi, sibanga izifo, sibanga okuningi naloko bekushopa uPastor Jabulani la emzimbeni ngenxa yokuthi ekaphelelanga. Uma kunento ukoze mfundisi emntwini into ukuthi ayifiki uma kunentukuthele emntwini into ukoze ayifiki mfundisi ngiyabona mfundisi mfundisi wami omunye ubaba kade ethukuthele kakhulu ethukuthele ubaba
yeah
umama elapha wacula umama wacula
yeah
ecula ingoma ukuthi intoko i ucula umculo yamthokozisa odabukuleyo.
Yeah.
Ubaba wamomotheka wabheka unkosikazi wamomotheka wajabula ba.
Yeah.
Manje ke sinamathelele izinto eziningi mfundisi ngeke ukuthi le ntokozo ayibi khona mfundisi. Kanimabo pastor.
Kanimambo mfundisi sami nana cancer. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And we are asking the question, when we talk about the very notion of anger, and our anger, our personal anger. I'm not talking about the anger, the anger of the Most High. No, I'm talking about yours. How do you deal with it? Or how have you dealt with your anger? Some of the things that you're noting, and perhaps you've developed a way of dealing with your anger. What does the word say about your anger?
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me come back to you, Jabu, when we talk about anger. But just before I go to you, I think Ubabu Umasango has sent another one. Let me see. It says, Nyongosi, anger is attractive to dirtiness, wrong decisions. Some people started to have extra affairs because of anger, seeking ugutuduzwa while they are igniting the door of sins. When you are angry, we allow the devil to plant his plans in us. Hey, Ubabu Masango lapho. Let's take your calls. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hi, Pastor Ray.
Hello.
Anger is very dangerous. Anger is a killer. I've experienced it. I did not wrong anyone, but now if you know the life of David, that was my life. My anger was like saying, what have I done that I deserve this? From your own blood, from your own mother, you feel like you are a black sheep, that rejection. So as I was listening for years, as I was listening to Radio Pulpit, I don't know whether it's Pastor Swane, there's that another pastor, and that is nearly like Pastor Swane. I was listening on Sundays.
Yeah.
And listening to it. So he said, I expected the person who wronged me, as I'm since being young, until I'm over even 40, 50, I was experiencing this anger and waiting for this person to forgive me. I mean, to say, why is he doing this painful thing? You know the joys of a person when you achieve something, you expect congratulations, but it was just a negative. So now when I was listening to this three episodes from Radio Pulpit, it was Sunday.
Yeah.
The pastor that was presenting on that day said, the person might not come to apologize unto you, but just forgive. I cried because
I remember that show, yeah.
Yes. So it keeps on coming. For the third time, I said, no, this is what God wants me to do. And if I can tell you, I was not prospering. I was working a good job, but I was not seeing the prosperity in that one. Remember, God wants us to prosper. When we are not doing the things that God wants us to do, you will not prosper. Because you are a child of God, you need to listen to God, right? So I started praying. I prayed to God. I said, no, let no member of my family call me. For 6 months, I prayed and no one called me. On the last day of my prayer, which was June, I received compromise, and especially from my mother. This was a confirmation from God that he listens to our prayers, because I wanted to have this forgiveness even in absentia. Now, there's this thing that I also observed, and I'm observing even in these days. If you are angry, we're supposed to be angry, but not let the sun go down. But now, I saw that when you're angry with a little thing, it's like the devil is putting a paraffin and a petrol in that thing. You become so angry that I understood why people that kill people cry after. It was not a solution, and he did not want, but because of this anger that is pushed by the devil. So if you are angry, just pray, just ask God. With yes, he is wrong, but God, I am not supposed to be angry in this way and wishing bad things for the people. God says we must bless our enemies. So now, anger, we have to win it, because it's not from God. It's not from the thing that is happening right now, that time. It's the devil, as one of the people spoken, that this is the spirit of the devil that comes unto you so that you can be angry and do wrong and insult God without even knowing that we are insulting God. So that is my sharing. Anger is very dangerous. It can lend you today. It can lend you to the grave. Sure. It can make you not prosper. It can make you not to see God in one day. Amen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. May the Father do you good. All right, then, we're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let me hear from you as to what you make of this, the very aspect and issue of anger. We see these much of the times. Let's hear what you say.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jessica Nkosi, it's been a while. Hey, Jessica, it's been a while. Thank you so much. Says, Dumelang family, I have an experience of one person who hates me for the past 25. At first, I thought it was anger, but it's true hatred. Don't mistake an anger to a hateful hatred. Sure. Yeah. True. I hear you. What's your anger like? Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, as we do the final rounds, let me go back to you, Jabu. The word says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9, do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Anger brings foolishness. Any decision taken there is a decision of foolishness, regardless of who you are. When you're angry, you are a candidate for foolishness. What say you, Jabu? Finally.
Indeed, my friend, you know, those are the fruits of anger. Nothing good, nothing righteous, nothing that is pleasing to the Father. Everything that is pleasing to the devil. So that is why we are to really refrain from anger, you know, at all costs. In Psalms 37:9 says, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. Anger leads to evil. There is no good fruit that you can reap out of anger. So that's why the scriptures or the words that the Father has imparted upon us all, let us live by it. Let us meditate on it day and night. It will help us in those times when this wave rises up, because there is no one who is exempt from being tempted to anger. Yet we can always, when we are attacked by this spirit, use the scripture to control ourselves and to control our tongue and act in a manner that will be glorifying to the Father. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. It looks like we'll come back to you again. And of course, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sipo, Proverbs 27 verses 4, wrath is cruel and anger a torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Wrath and anger, they are both cruel and torrent. They are very bad for one soul. What say you, Sipo?
About angry, because they will influence us with that attitude of being angry. So if I pen mali to my choilan about going to this part of it, we must be skeptical, choose right, and we should choose friends who are not controlled by anger. Ingango Mofuno, Proverbs 14:29, not whoever is patient has a great understanding, but who is quickly tempered is playfully. In other words, we need to choose right friends so that we are being impacted and influenced by them with positivity.
All right. Let me get you back. Welcome back, my sister.
Okay. I was saying I forgot to end up my testimony, like after praying in 6 months. My skin started changing and forgiving in absentia. Changing because I had, you know, shubabas. When they say got shubabas, I had those shubabas. But my skin started changing. My life started changing. Mm. Prosperity came back. I started seeing many things changing that, as I said, anger can make you not prosper. Anger can make you appear not the one that God has given you. Anger can make you stand it in everything. God loves us. He's so patient with us. He will bless you by little to show that I am with you. But once I started to look at God now, listen to what the pastors have been saying, forgiving in absentia, and giving presents to this person, visiting this person. I remember I had a seven-day visit, and I was reading the Bible and all those things, and the person started saying to me, you know, you have changed. I nearly cried because I changed from what it's them that were opposing, were doing things, even opposing things, being right. So I thought I was right. I was right, Pastor Ray, if I can say, being a child and a mother, I was right, respecting and doing those things, but receiving some words that were just dismantling me to nothing, but forgiving in absentia, helped me, and going to that enemy, and giving all the good things, and even something as a mother. You sometimes give the mother that, just that she's the mother. And then after that, Pastor Ray, if I can tell you, I started prospering. I still praise the Lord for his goodness.
Yeah. What a beautiful testimony. May the Father do you good, my sister.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, what a beautiful testimony there. Beautiful one. Yeah. Are lidi chubaba dituile munna. Namashubaba asuga kon. This anger is a torrent. As I was saying to Sipo, it's a torrent. It really, really breaks one down. It says, do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. And it's just amazing there. Proverbs 27:4, it says, wrath is cruel and anger is a torrent. It terrorizes the system, the whole system, spiritual and physical. Matthew 5:22, but I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of counsel. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Anger can set you in danger of hellfire. We need to be very careful. Finish my turn, finally.
Thank you, my brother. We really need to be careful.
Usese kona. Umfundisi Mota wangilahlekela. Awuthi ngimtry futhi. Mfundisi Mota. Nkosi yami. Usese kona. All right. Jabu, just to end, anger really brings terror to one's life. According to what the caller had said, hey, she says, it brings even health problems. Awas no prospera. It takes away your prosperity. You can be fired, or you can lose your job, or you can end up not getting your deals right because of anger. You are not deciding right. Things are not happening right. We need to be careful about this, because this is what happens much of the time. Anger brings those kinds of things much of the times. And you don't see, Uguti, you're not prospering. And you also don't see that things are becoming destroyed until at a later stage. You know, it's like those people, abadlala ngemali le, but I blew it. But I blew it. anger is like that. Awubona ukuthi uyamosha. You know, you still take from your resources to convert them to wrath, to condemn, to convert them to hardness and to all those things, and that is where the problem is. All right, I'm trying to call Umfundisi Motha angimtholi, so I will get through this. Sipho, your final words, what do you say? How? Jabu, when you corner?
Mina, I think I'm going to speak.
Overly speaker. Shona corner, yes, Sipho.
We thank God for this show. It gives us Elon a feedback. If we quench the Holy Spirit, the flesh, we walk after the flesh. That's where we see the results and the repercussion of our anger. And we thank God for giving us a healing power through His word. That when we want to overcome our anger, we need to be guided and led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah,
anger
absolutely.
Can be led by our flesh, but allow the Holy Spirit, definitely we are more than overcomers.
Godfrey.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Rich.
Thank you.
To begin, I'm saying, anger.
Yeah.
And yes, I've been angry before, and a number of times angry with my kids, family, friends, relatives, colleagues, co-workers, neighbors. Yeah, in most of the cases, when you're angry, you lash out, you say things that you didn't want to say, you regret afterwards. And then anger, as the scripture says, that be angry but do not commit sin in your anger. So in other words, you are allowed to be angry, but don't go beyond to the point of committing sin. That is why there's something called now anger management. Anger, it's in itself, it's a powerful spirit, very negative. It's quoted also there in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, the fruits of the flesh. And then, gunama degrees of anger that will lead you to commit sin and kill and injure and lash out and say bad things and hurt others. Gunne anger, and you're now a user. It's a caution to warn people with don't go further now. What you're saying to me or what you've done, I'm not happy. Anger. As the Most High would say, with Ama Israelites, they provoke him to anger by committing sin and disobedience. But he writes you punisher, anger, and then he says also somebody who hates his brother because of anger is committing a sin, which is good as murder. But another thing, when you're angry, you've lashed out, have the sense to go and apologize and start all over. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, and I want to appreciate our guests, Tinkaling Chablan Dominic. Before I come to you next week, we are going to touch base on, because we're talking about anger. I've already sent you a topic, and I trust that you'll find this topic very interesting. And we will be touching base on the very issue of boldness. What does it mean to be bold? Thank you, Sipho. Siyabonga, Sipho.
Awu rabonga mruti mulimu alethe handle balayile makhaya siyabonga inkosi yemuthi ngibusise sithukele lingashow ilanga sathukele
nayo nginda nayo ngindaba and thank you so much Jabu my friend.
Thank you very much my friend, sifundile siyabonga namalanga makabonge uJehova bonge kakhulu nakubalaleli bonke nabantu sipho namfundisi Motha. Thank you very much my friend.
Thank you so much mfundisi Motha, siyabonga.
Hey, my brother, thank you so much. Blessings to you. Nakubalalela emakhaya, nakusipho, nakumfundisi Jabulani, and may the Father continue to teach us to be make a clean break from anger.
To the Father be all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Tudaraba!
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
The words of the Lord are words of life. You hear it on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.